Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, the weather's cooling off, but the action on the field stays hot. And I've partnered with DraftKings, an official partner of the NFL, to get you close in all the action. And right now, new customers who bet just $5 get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up using my promo code, The Last Stand. The crown is yours. If you've already signed up for DraftKings, like me, you can get a no-sweat bet. Get a bonus bet back if your same game parlay or SGPX bet doesn't hit. Max reward limits now apply. And fans of multiple teams who want to bet on all of them, combine multiple bets together for a shot at an even bigger payout. If sports betting isn't yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers who use my promo code THELASTSTAND and bet $5, you will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's the promo code THELASTSTAND, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
It's The Last Stand. And here is your host, Brian Custer.
That's right. It is The Last Stand. I'm Brian Custer. We bring you the biggest names in the sport. Man, I've been looking forward to this one for a long time because joining me is a guy we have not seen for a long time. He's the current WBC middleweight champion of the world. You know him as the future of boxing, Jermall Charlo. Big Charlo is back. What's up, man?
We're back, baby. How y'all, man?
It's been a long time. So, listen, you're finally back. Showtime pay-per-view. After 2.5 years away from the ring, you've got Jose Benavidez Jr. Why him? Why now?
I mean, for everything that Showtime has done for me, you know, all of my fights has been on Showtime. And we have to, you know, just accept the fact that Showtime is, you know, not doing boxing anymore. And it's one of the last episodes I get a chance to, you know, bless you guys with my talent, my skills. And far as the opponent goes, I mean, it was just only right, you know, me stepping away from the ring for 2 years, come back, not taking them lightly, not saying it's a tune-up or any of those type of things in that nature. But, you know, it's me coming back and giving the chance to let you guys see me fight someone that's hungry, someone that's, you know, coming off a good outing and the brother to the main event. So why not? You know, why not push me in there, let y'all see if I'm capable of doing what I normally do.
He released a statement, said that I've been training hard. I feel strong. He's been away from the ring for a long time, so I'm ready to take him out, end quote. Your response to that?
Talk is cheap. You know, we'll see once we get in there. I've been away from the ring to get myself better. I've got way better. Just let them talk, you know, let them talk. When we get in there, we'll see.
So it's a non-title fight. It's not at 160 or at 168, where a lot of people assume that you're going to end up anyway. Why not at 160?
I want to just say, like, I guess the handlers, you know, I let everyone do their thing. I'm not, you know, picking the weight. I'm not picking the opponent. I'm going in short term, you know, no like big extensive crazy camp preparing for this guy. We're gonna go in there and fight and get it going.
You've seen what has happened to your brother. You have seen what has happened to Errol Spence Jr. after long layoffs, and both of them had like a year and a half away from the ring, and both of even said after their fights, you know, that ring rust was real. Any concerns then that ring rust will be an issue considering you've been away for 2.5 years?
I don't want to say a concern, a factor, maybe, you know. I mean, it's part of the game. I'm not making any excuses or, you know, covering her for Errol Spence or my twin brother or whatever the nature is. But, I mean, it's boxing, you know. We get in there and we do what we have to do. So I'm not necessarily worried about, like, what's going on. And I've been training hard. I've been all around the world training, getting myself, you know, better. So, I mean, it shouldn't be any ring rust. Maybe just to get back in the feel of things, but I guess you can knock that off spine and those natures. I should be all right.
Okay, so I want to hear from you in your words. It's been so long since we've seen Maul in the ring. What happened to Jermall Charlo? How did he just seem like fell off the end of the earth? What happened to Jermall Charlo?
I wanted to see myself get better, not worse. You know, sometimes it's not all about boxing. I spent dedicated my whole life to boxing. But at the same time, if you really know me, I wasn't becoming the person that I actually want to become just because, you know, I had to continue to get myself better. And I dealt with some mental issues. I dealt with some injuries. I dealt with things of that nature where, you know, we don't really have to discuss. Just, you know, I lost a lot and got it back. And I'm here for it all now, you know. You know, I guess it's boxing, you know, takes its toll on you where, like, all the fans kind of expect, you know, this crazy, you know, big lifestyle. I don't think we actually go through things and ever be in dark places and be, you know, where we're not found. And I found myself slipping down that path where I didn't want to be. And I'm better now, you know, away from trouble. I'm home. I got a chance to actually spend the last couple years with my kids and finding out who they really are and not just boxing, you know. And it's always boxing and fights and fighting this person, fighting that person, just on top of the world. It's just like, you know, it's not what everybody think it is.
I remember after one of Danny Garcia's fights, and remember after he got a victory, you know, he got really emotional in the ring and talked about how his mental health and talked about it outwardly. And I'm happy that you're doing the same thing. Can you give us a sense, Maul, how bad did it get for you?
Got real bad, man. It got so bad that, like I had to look at myself and it almost feel like now, like, that happened to me. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I didn't have no clue that, you know, dang, you know, this is my life. Like, I'm looking at it out of body and I'm just like, nobody ever explained this part to me, you know, like, this me right now. You know, and I look at myself in the mirror like, this is you right now. Like, it took me some time to sharpen myself back up to, like, be the world champion that I started from the beginning. And I just didn't, I mean, I could speak on it now because, you know, I faced it and I battled it. And I went through some tough times, sad in my loneliness and sad away from the world. And it took me some time. And, I apologize to my fans, but I'm so thankful and so grateful to have, like, real good people and real good fans and real good people who just, like, understand, like, some of the things I had to go through at the moment, which humbled me. And I'm so glad it humbled me because the route I was taking, I wouldn't been here right now. I was headed down the wrong direction. And I don't want to say, like, you know, I'm not pointing a finger at no one. It's, you know, I'm to blame. I couldn't have did it with the people that was around me, and they brought me back to life.
Wow. And maybe you can help some people who may be going through some things. Did you have to seek some professional help? And what advice would you give to somebody then who will watch this and say, man, I'm in that position that you're talking about? What would you tell them?
My thing to you is, if you're ever feeling down, you are. If you ever feel depressed, you are. If you ever feel like the weight is on your shoulders and you feel like you just can't move, and it's just, it don't matter if you've the world champion, you know, champion of the world. We all need somebody to talk to. We all need somebody to speak about it. And the more that you speak about it, the better you become. The more you can get over it. You have to speak on it. Don't let it sit on your heart and don't let it hold you down because it's a barrier. And sometimes those barriers are hard to break. And the further that you hold on to that barrier, it pushes you down even further. And when it's time to get bounce back and get back on to your nature, it'll be even harder. So speak on it. Find someone that you can trust. Find someone you believe in. Find someone that motivates you and speak on it.
Wow, that's great. Man, I love to hear that out of you, Maul. Do you think you've let your prime fighting years, do you think your prime fighting years have slipped away?
Nah. Because, you know, I'm a real big advocate of this. A lot of fighters, they're real physical, right? And physically strong. And they knock out artists. But it's always like this up and down level of like where you really at in your mind. So I feel like when your mind meets up with your physical ability, that's when you're in your prime. And that's where I've reached. I've reached the point in my life where I feel like my mind is just as strong as me. So now my mind can actually push out the physical ability. Yes, I was knocking fighters out. Let's see how fast I knocked Benavidez out. Now that my mind is clear. Let's see if he's able to withhold these punches and this pressure that I'm able to take. Yes, I'm still Jamal Charlo. Yes, I still have the ability to do the things I've been doing, but now I'm sharper at it. So when your mind meets up with your physical ability, that's when you reach your prime.
Ooh, I love it. You are, I don't know if you know this, but you are boxing's current longest reigning champion. You've had that middleweight title since 2019. Now, you've defended it 4 times, though, in that nearly 5-year span. You're back. It's a non-title fight, not at the 160 limit. So many people have written, and I know you've heard it. So many people have said it. Jamal Charlo should have been stripped of that title a long time ago. What does Jamal Charlo say?
Favor isn't fair. You know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, I got better. Like, it took me some time to give. I mean, did y'all want to see me fight when I wasn't at my peak? Or did y'all want to see the champion fight for everything that they built? I mean, they could have. I would have went and got it back. You know, I'm not saying it in a way of, like, you know, to nitpick at anybody. But, I mean, it's still some champions out there, some fighters that we can still fight and even make more. The future is here, and I'm here to bring it. So the title is just a trophy, you know. I'm here for my legacy. I'm here for longevity. I'm you know, me and my twin brother, we fight for our life and our lifestyle, and we ready.
So now going forward, are we going to see Maul? Are you going to continue to fight at 160, or are we going to now see you at 168?
I mean, if you look at what's going on in the fight world, I don't want to even just say boxing, fight world. I might even go over to MMA, UFC. We never know. I might fight a UFC fighter. Who knows? We don't know what's going on right now. So, like, you know, even Showtime is gone. HBO's gone. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's going. So, like, I'm here for 160. I'm here to hold the belt as long as I can. I mean, I'm glad that the WBC and Suleiman, the whole family, everyone that reached out, that cared about me at the time. I mean, I know I wasn't too vocal about what's actually going, that actually went on in my life and those things. But I mean, look, I'm back. You know. And I'm glad you guys spared me some time, and I'm back. And I will defend my title against whoever they put me up against. And, you know, just so happened this fight coming back. I don't know if it's due to weight or whatever, but the situation is that, you know, we on the undercard. This is a fight that, you know, they could have made for me and Benavidez, the brother or whatever. Not David, but Jose Benavidez. Could have been the main event card, but the fact that Showtime, and I'm a Showtime fighter, is one of they put them all together. Boom, look, hey, we finna fight, we finna get the fans what they wanna see. This guy gonna come to fight. He not trying to lose. He's been through a lot too himself. I've been through a lot myself. We both been off for a while. He took some losses in between. Hey, I took some losses too, but it just wasn't in the ring. So we get a chance to both, you know, put up or shut up. And I'm going to give y'all the best Jamal Charlo up today.
Hi, everybody. We got a new podcast partner. It's Uncommon Goods. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products, often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. In fact, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, they're unique, often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere, from art to jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and not the same lackluster gifts you can find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $2.5 million to date. Hey, you get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/laststand. That's uncommongoods.com/laststand for 15% off. And don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Well, if you're a longtime listener or been watching the program for a long time, you know I've been taking AG1 for a few years now. And I tell you what, I feel great. I feel stronger. I have more focus, more energy. My gut health is so much better. That's because I started taking AG1 on a daily basis. And AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal need, like gut optimization, stress management. It has immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition. You know what that means? That means they continuously redefine their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that Every scoop contains a probiotic, a digestive enzyme for gut support, magnesium. It has B vitamins for energy support, and so much more. Look, if you want to take ownership of your health, you got to start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D, K2, and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you've got to do is go to drinkag1/laststand. Again, drinkag1/laststand and check it out. Trust me, you'll love it.
At the Spence Crawford weigh-in, man, everyone saw that video. Obviously, it went viral of you and Caleb Plant. He ends up smacking you. He comes on The Last Stand. We just had him on. He gave us his account. We want to give you the floor and tell and give your account of what happened because he says, hey, look, this man yanked on my beard and I'm not going to be disrespected like that. Yeah. So
it's cool. Give us your account. I'm laughing at it because, like, you know, and if he felt some type of way about it, we could have handled it right then and there. We could have handled it like right in and there, but like anybody would come up, you know, you could walk up to anybody and just smack him and run off, like hop right in your car and dip off. Like, you know, he knew what time it was at that time. I mean, it's cool. We don't got to talk about it. Like, we can get it the right way though. We can get it the right way. I easily fight him. Easily. Trash. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool though. It's cool. Him and you know, shout outs to him. Shout outs to him for, you know, it's cool, little pussy move. You could, but it is what it is. But like, you know, like I said, I'm in a better space. You know, I'm not, man, this is a lot of stuff that I had to let go, get better, and just keep moving forward. So I ain't gonna entertain the fact that like he won't ever come to like any boxing event around me. He won't, you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta be on the watch. You know what I'm saying? You got to be scared. Like, you know, he probably didn't even go to his own boxing gym for another month or two because there's probably people in his city that wanted to whoop him for that. But it's cool, though. Like, when I see him, it's on and popping. And he won't run into me.
Yeah,
he avoid me at all costs.
He told us on The Last Stand, his next fight, he wants at 168, he wants Jermall Charlo. Your response.
He don't call no shots. He don't even call shots in his own camp. Yeah. He don't call no shots. But if it makes sense, we'll get him. We're going to end it the right way. Yeah. All bad blood. All bad blood. So, yeah. We'll see what he on. We'll see all that little cool boy talk shit. Nah. We'll see what he on. All bad blood. You know what's up. Him, Jordy, his whole family, his mama, daddy, everybody in this camp, all the people who train him, everybody, they all know. They know it won't be though one of those fights where it's a press conference or a weigh-in, and we'll probably do it virtual. It's gonna be like that. Like it's gonna be up. So like it's one of those fights that it's up. He know what's up. So we'll talk. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna just get into all that, but yeah, it's, you know, Jermall Charlo, he back. He back, and I'm proud. I'm proud of myself for being making it this far. You know what I mean? So like, none of them boys could touch me, man. I really like that, but that's cool. Let them, you know. A random person could just walk up right now while me and you having this interview and smack you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I mean, you gonna have he gonna pay the consequences when it's time.
Yeah, got it. We saw a video of you working out with Roy Jones Jr., and there was a number of stories that came out. What's the relationship there? Is he now helping train Jermall Charlo? Is he part of your team? Was that just a one-off?
Yeah, me and Roy linked up. We linked up. We got some good work in out in Pensacola. It was super fun just to watch my childhood hero give me some pointers, you know, really kind of mentally coach me, steer me back in the way of like feeling like the champ again, feeling like I want to do this again, feeling like I want to sacrifice and why am I sacrificing. And many days where we prayed and ate and talked and just kind of got myself back to like, you know, where I wanted to be, where I feel like I'm able to take on a fight with Benavidez on their card, Showtime, In Front of the World. And yeah, I mean, me and Roy Jones linked up, like, pretty tight, like for, like, dope.
That's great. Ronnie Shields is still, though, your main trainer.
Ronnie Shields is still my main trainer. Roy Jones is an all-around trainer. I train with both. I train Roy Jones and I train Ronnie Shields, two legendary Hall of Famers. They can't beat me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put it all together. Like, you know, it is what it is.
I got to ask you this, Maul. How difficult was it for you to watch your brother fight Canelo Alvarez when you know it was supposed to be you? And it was the fight that a lot of boxing fans have been looking forward to for a very, very long time.
I thought my brother had it. I believed in him like I always do and like I always will. I thought he did good. Saying that he came up two weight classes, he didn't. I mean, there's no explanation. Like, I take my hats off to my brother willing to be great, doing something that a lot of fighters wouldn't have did. Of course, it was definitely difficult for me to get in there and really, you know, see him fight when I really, like, it's just that one brother thing, like, I can't wait for my chance. I know what to do. Like, I know some of the things that he didn't do or some of the, you know, mistakes that he made. It was just, you know, counterpartner, but it is what it is. Hats off to my brother. He tried. I mean, Canelo put on a good performance and my brother did too. You know, I'm proud of him. Yeah, but I did wish it was me.
Do you believe you and Canelo will fight?
In due time. In due time, I do believe it. I feel like Cinco de Mayo, I should be getting that call beforehand and make it official where the fans around the world get a chance to see me. That's kind of why I'm taking this fight here, to knock that ring rust off. I won't have to try to make those adjustments once we do fight, but I want to see, like, you know, where I go from here. And, you know, fighting at 68 would probably be the next move I make. Of course, but, you know, I'm happy about the future.
Okay, so I got to ask you this, because a number of people saw you on IG Live. Obviously, you were intoxicated, but you were talking with Demetrius Andrade. Mm-hmm. And you were obviously talking about asking him to fight. He's got Benavidez. Mm-hmm. You've gone back and forth, obviously, with David Benavidez, too, about fighting him. You've had the altercation with Caleb Plant, who told us he wants you next. What do you say, Maul, to people who say, man, I like Jermall Charlo, but I think Charlo is just a guy who cries wolf. He talks about fighting these big names, but doesn't get in the ring with them.
I mean, what can I say? Just keep paying attention to him, I guess. Say whatever you want. Like, I don't care what they say. No explanation, whatever, you know. Me and Andrade, the Andreas talked multiple times this camp. We spoke a few times, and yeah, we both want to fight each other. We both really love to do. I mean, it's kind of out of his hands, out of my hands, out of Benavidez's hands. If that was the case, I wouldn't even been fighting this little this brother. I would have been fighting Plant. If it was all up to me, like, you know, I'm not necessarily, like, worried about what anybody say. I mean, it's in the handler's hands, and I have the best team in boxing. I mean, I feel like I've done pretty exceptional well far as how I stage things and the way my life has worked. I've been out the ring for 2 years, and, I mean, you see how things going. Somebody's working. Somebody's over it. So, yeah.
Andre also talked about, he said, listen, I think when it comes to Charlo, he needs to get his drinking under wraps before he can come back and really be effective.
Probably so.
I guess I was going to ask you, he almost intimated, does Jermall Charlo have a drinking problem?
I don't drink at all, actually. If I have a drink, I choose to with my friends or whatever the situation may be. But it's not like a problem. It's not like somebody, you know, drink. Like, you know, I had not in camp, not out of camp. You know what I mean? That's not what it is. And I'm pretty sure Andreas had a few drinks himself and gone on and talk shit to somebody or whatever. But I get a chance to do it. It's so fun to me. So sometimes I like to have fun. Like, you know, we're gonna have a drink. We're gonna go in there. We're gonna talk shit to all of them. Piss them off. Whatever. Nah. I guess that's the only time they see me. They don't see me whenever, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. What are your goals going forward now in this sport before you retire?
Going forward, I want to go grab another title. I want to go up to another weight division, grab another title, be 3-time divisional champion. I want to defend my title I want to unify my title at 160 before I move up, and then go up to 168 and grab another title before I'm done.
I like it.
And I'm going to do it in a speedy, compressed time because, you know, of course, I took some time to heal my body and get myself right mentally and physically. Well, this is my time. So join the journey, keep it locked, and, you know, we'll see what's up.
I'll ask you the question. I know I asked your brother before he fought Canelo. Do you believe you and your twin will be as close as you guys were, like when you guys were both champions at 154? It was like y'all were tight and thick as thieves. Do you think you'll be as close going forward as you were then?
We close. We cool. We talk. We, you know, we had some differences, you know. Like any other brother, we let the females separate us, or the inside, the money, whatever, you know. You feel like you better than me, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We'll never fight each other, though. But, yeah, we had our differences. It is what it is. I feel like our relationship would get better the more the door closed. You know, when boxing is said and done, we always be there for each other. So we're not really necessarily worried about what the fans think about us or any of that. We always close. You know, my brother bounced back after the Canelo loss and even get even bigger and better fights. So.
Love it. All right, you know the deal, Maul. We let people ask questions on social media who watch this show. And, man, we got so many, so we only get to a couple of them.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one is from B on X. He asks, if you win on November 25th, are you willing to go up in weight and in your next fight the winner of Benavidez, Andre?
I'm definitely down. Let's do it. Whoever wins, I'll fight the winner, and then the winner can fight Canelo.
Like it. Ray Hall asks, will you fight Caleb Plant to avenge that slap?
Sure. Why not? Like, why not? Why wouldn't I?
El Chupacabron asks, who is on Jermall Charlo's hit list?
All of them. Whoever got a title. To answer that question is 160, I want to fight that Genebeek guy, whatever his name is, Genebeek. I might as well go ahead and take him out, get all be undisputed.
Oh, okay. Like it. G Thanks asks, I'm worried about Charlo's mental health and his discipline. Your response to that?
Thank you. Thank you for caring about, you know, me or whatnot, but you'll see a better Jermall Charlo than you have seen before.
Okay. It's Me Again asks, what can we expect in this comeback, and does training with David Morrell keep you sharp, and what has he brought new elements to your game?
Training with David Morrell is awesome. Seeing the fire and we all bring a lot to each other's game, you know. Strong fighter, fast, nice, real flamboyant. I like him. We share a lot of time in the ring, out the ring. And for this fight, you should be able to see me go in there and give you fireworks that I've always gave you.
All right, Jermall Charlo, we come to the last segment of the show. We call it The Last Stand. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You just give me the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready, my brother?
I'm ready.
David Benavidez, Demetrius Andre, who wins that fight?
I think Andreas wins. I think he skins it out.
In your opinion, who's the biggest threat to Canelo Alvarez's undisputed title right now at 168 pounds?
Probably Demetrius Andreas or Benavidez, the winner, whoever wins that fight.
Okay. If you were advising your brother, should he fight Terrence Crawford or Tim Tszyu next?
I think he should go ahead and get Tim Tszyu because he was already on the list. And let Terrence Crawford gain a little weight.
Okay. Do you believe you will get an opportunity to fight Canelo Alvarez next year?
I feel like I will get a chance to fight him. I think it's steering up.
Benavidez, Plant, Andre Morrell, which fight interests you the most out of those guys?
Benavidez.
Last but not least, you've answered it, but it'll be the final time. Is Jermall Charlo mentally, physically healthy again and still one of the elite fighters in the sport right now?
Yes, I'm one of the top elite fighters in the sport right now. You guys get a chance to see me perform. You guys get a chance to get fireworks out of me come November 25th.
Ah, I love it. And we'll wrap it up with this. We've heard Canelo. Mm-hmm. We've heard Tank. In your opinion, who's the face of boxing right now?
Canelo is the face of boxing right now, for sure.
Wow. Okay. Jermall Charlo. Yeah. Folks, Big Charlo is back.
Appreciate it.
He is back. Man, let me tell you something. It's so good to see you.
Appreciate it.
I can't wait to see you in the ring. But more importantly, I like seeing the smile on your face because I haven't seen it in a long
time.
Yeah, that's what I love. And listen, that's what we do here on The Last Stand, folks. We bring you the biggest names in the sport. And at middleweight 160, it don't get no bigger than Jermall Charlo. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
Yes, sir.